First, taking off the shoes. That's why I tried in a big sentence to put that tool making of the humanity out of this knowledge. That tool maker is intelligent, but here, not having a tool is our tool. Yes? You laugh at me? All these martial arts you're looking at, they will show you not having a weapon is their weapon. And it really works, believe me, you. That's a good example. All the martial arts starts with the idea that these monks were, everybody was prohibited to carry the arm. This is a very good rule, actually, for every government. I'll have the gun, you don't have it, period. Suddenly a monk said, what? Not having a gun could be used as a gun. Let's do it. Let's learn not to use the gun. And they learned it, all these artists coming seriously out of that. Even the names they give it are the names of. They call these two bones here Satan, which is actually Meshadi, something like that, the meaning of Satan. Two points that they use, really, they do. We want to do the same. So, we are getting rid of a lot of instruments. The handmaiden, he left the tool maker, actually. So, barefootedly. Then we go somewhere, which is illogical again, which is the mosque. And in the mosque, we go to that little place, which is the lowest part, hitting the rock bottom somehow. We go down there, and we make the ultimate battle. What is the ultimate war?
With ourselves.
Yes, with no opponent. Me, opponent of me. Because I know a part of me is taking over. That's his job. He's paid to take over. And he has done it for so many millions of years. This intelligence had the control of this animal body. So it's there. I have to defeat that one to take over. Say, hey, listen, this car, you are the driver, or I'm the owner. I have something to say, and you should listen. So we go in a place to fight ourselves, to be something that this intelligence doesn't like it. What is it? Humbleness. Imagine humbleness in animal universe. Could you imagine a humble hyena? First of all, a humble hyena is a dead hyena. Because a hyena is the thief over there. Humbleness is illogical. Good. But a very special humbleness. A humbleness which saved our king was humbleness through a source of power which is not powerful. It's just a source of power. It's full of goodness. It doesn't count on its power. It's the creator. Has all the power, but we don't know him by the power because he doesn't need it to show his power. His power is already here. Now, it is gracefully waiting for us and leading us somehow. We have that in mind. Therefore, we will do something that we don't want to do, but we are told to do. Again, you see, this is illogical. We are told to tell our secret, to bring the secret out. This is what the king said, remember? He said, I know you know my secret, but you said I have to pronounce it, somehow talk about it. Because the discovery of the secret starts with me, with the happening always in here. So the first secret, I'll bring it out. Being grateful for what I have. Realizing that I have something else. So let's explore it. This exploration starts with what? Examining something. When you want to examine something, you bring the content out. In me, the content we are looking for is the water of knowledge. I'll bring it out to see what I have in here. That was, in our story, that was crying, bringing that little water in you out to see on your face. Because that will shift you to another stage of being, which is dream. Within that duration of crying, actually, we've been in the center of that, in the middle of that. I remember the Persian words, dar miyane gir ye khawash dar ro bud. It's, as I said, story is not very important, the way it's told is very important. And Rumi will say it in a very special way. The king will cry. In the middle of crying, the dream will catch him and take him away. That's how it happens. The dream will take him away, not that he will sleep. We're not talking about sleeping. The dream will take him away to show him an image of the Savior. What does that mean? All this nonsense that I said, I hope it made some meaning over there. What does it mean that somebody cried and in the middle of crying, the dream cut him away, and over there he saw the face of the Savior? Could you make some other sentences, something in English that makes sense, maybe even to me?
I see that the tears as surrender to, you know, to seeking, and the sort of the answer to the seeking is the dream and the image of what was being sought.
Nice try, but you didn't change anything. Let's do it technically. There are techniques to do this. I'm given a sentence, a very complicated one, right? Which is talking about a silly process. Normally, they call it back engineering. You try from the end to go to the beginning of it. First of all, this story is telling me that the Savior is in my dream. The Savior is in my dream, right? This is telling me. And this dream will take me away when I'm crying, when I'm looking at what do I know, then the dream will take me away. I will realize that it is in the dream. The Savior is in the dream. And the dream will get me when I realize that I don't have too much for myself. When I see, when somebody studies, what's in me? How much knowledge is in me? What would be the outcome?
Humility. Humbleness.
Humbleness, why?
Because compared to universe.
Because no matter when, no matter where, no matter who is looking seriously at what do I know, you will see a lot of empty places that I don't know. You will see the shortcomings of your logic. If you really study, what do you have really in hand? If you do a serious study about what do you know, you will find the shortcoming. Because your logic cannot have it.